Touchdown Jakarta, Paul Keating's first overseas destination as Prime Minister. It's also the first visit to Indonesia by an Australian leader in nearly a decade, since Bob Hawke came here in 1983. And if Mr. Keating is to turn his belief that Australia's future lies in Asia into reality, there's no better place to start. Only China, India and the United States have more people than Indonesia's 183 million. Two-way trade runs at nearly $2.5 billion a year. But with an economic growth rate twice Australia's, and as the biggest neighbour to the near north, Indonesia should be more than Australia's 11th best customer. East Timor, of course, remains the running sore, and last year's Dili massacre reopened the wound. But the Prime Minister's description of the Suharto regime's response to the Dili killings as credible has made him a welcome arrival in Jakarta. His desire to establish personal ties with President Suharto has not hurt him either. Mr. Keating says he wants to build a structure to the relationship between Australia and Indonesia so it can survive a Dili massacre. Trade and commerce are the foundation, according to the Prime Minister, so a few struts can crack without the structure collapsing. And in a 1,200-word speech for tonight's official banquet with President Suharto, Paul Keating devotes just one short neutral paragraph to East Timor. If that ratio is maintained in tomorrow's official talks with the President, the Indonesians will have even more reason to be happy with Australia's new Prime Minister.